Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen, we're wrapping up things here at our morning edition of the Holiday Store here at the Avon Old Farms Hotel. It's been a really wonderful morning. I want to thank people like Carrie and Paul and Rit and Suzanne and Bill and Dan Burnham. Just been a really, really good, rich, rewarding start. And we're going to continue, and Reese on the radio will be here at 2 o'clock to 6, and then, of course, Steve Parker will be here tomorrow morning, and we'll be back here next week. A lot of things to talk about with Mr. David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Fine. You know, that Christmas scenario you just painted here in Washington, it's snowing. Very nice snow. It's about an inch on the ground. It's supposed to continue. We need to move it up there. Complete your scenario perfectly.
Oh, we have a lovely, the lobby here is so, so great. Here at the Avon Old Farms Hotel. And I'm sure in D.C. people are like DEFCON 5 because there's an inch of snow on the ground.
All the schools are closing, you name it, right.
Yeah, people can't drive. They don't know what to do.
Oh, no. We're in a full panic, especially at early season snow like this.
Hey, listen, I don't know. I mean, the Hegseth stuff has been talked about quite a bit. But I'm curious because my biggest criticism, Trump in his first term, you know, he hates the Affordable Care Act and wanted to get rid of it, but never proposed an alternative. But you're hearing rumblings that the Republicans actually are going to present something in the healthcare arena for the first time in years?
Yes. They're meeting actually over the weekend. The leadership is to try to resolve this mess. I mean, as you know, the premiums for these Obamacare-inspired policies almost double, even more than double, depending on who you are. January 1st, and there are a lot of moderate Republicans who are scared to death that this is going to cost them the election, let alone, I mean, they're scared it's going to hurt their constituents. But the conservatives say, you know, we're not doing anything without a more comprehensive plan. Right. Maybe a way to expand health savings accounts and all that. So they're meeting over the weekend. They're going to do something next week. It may be a series of votes on different ideas. It may be a comprehensive package. We're going to be talking about this next Friday, maybe the Friday after that. This is going to go down to the wire. But will there be a plan? Yeah. Will it get anywhere? I wouldn't bet on that.
Yeah. I was at an event with the Governor's Prevention Partnership last night at University of Hartford, and I talked to someone in the healthcare world and talking about, you know, the pressure on certain parts of our population who are going to see these premiums go up so much. And the truth is, like, unless you could either do two things. You can either blow the system up entirely, which I'm not even sure the courts would allow it, or do single payer. Like, incremental changes are not going to change really anything, let's be honest. Because all we've done over decades and centuries is just tack on more on top of existing stuff, and it's a mess. So, anyway, that's my cynical take. Pete Hegseth, you know, whether he said what he said and what people think, I mean, listen, people have brought up the Obama era where they had a couple of bad drone strikes, and there's no doubt there was civilian lives lost, and it was out of incompetence, not out of intention. So I think the people, what's troubles some people is, you know, like two people hanging on the side of the boat. Why do you got to go back and blow it up or what have you? But, I mean, is he protected 100% because Trump's 100% behind him?
Well, as of 8:56 a.m. Friday morning, yeah, but you know how this works. You know, an hour from now, he could be out. There's no rumblings of that. And during the hearings this week, you know, it was very much party line. Republicans said, great, you know, he's doing the right thing, and Democrats were outraged and couldn't use enough hyperbole. So you never know. I mean, so far, Trump's cabinet's remained intact, which, go back to his first term, he was shuffling people in and out. You just don't know with Hegseth. He seems to still have Trump's support. The question is, does he have support in Congress? And yeah, you hear some rumblings, but people are really reluctant, Republicans are really reluctant to move away from him.
You know, I'm curious. I don't know, I don't know if it's Nuzzi or Newsy, Olivia, the journalist who has the book out and, you know, revealed some sort of relationship with RFK Jr. And Mark Sanford from South Carolina. It's been a total mess. But somehow RFK Jr. sort of like stayed quiet, and it seems to be, that strategy seems to be kind of working for him. Is that true?
Yeah. Again, you know, same thing with Hegseth. You don't know when he hits the tipping point where the president says enough already, but he likes what seems to like what Kennedy's doing. I mean, the vaccine panel is going to meet today on hepatitis B, and, you know, thinking is they'll pull the recommendation. But, yeah, it's interesting. I thought during the confirmation hearings back in January and February that that's where they would go after him. And they did to some degree, but Trump has this hold over the Republican Party. They just don't want to challenge him.
Yeah, it would have been interesting because they could have gotten a conservative to run that department. It's not like they wouldn't have gotten a conservative in, but they did stick with the guy that the president chose. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here. I'm Brian and Company. We're at the Holiday Store at the Avon Old Farms Hotel, brought to you by Brown, Penderis, and Scott this morning. We thank them very much. So the grand jury, the second grand jury, is not reindicting Letitia James. Maybe right. They'll do it a third. They had a different attorney at the top of the masthead. I've been told, I think, that the James Comey stuff, because of statute of limitations, might be gone for good. I don't know. Can you update us on those two cases?
Yeah, just what you said. How far do they want to go going after James? It sure looks, I'm no lawyer, but it looks like they've hit a dead end here. Comey, statute of limitations, yeah. The question is, how much does Trump want this? If he wants it that much, they're going to find a way to keep this going, a new grand jury, a new prosecutor, something like that. You know, it's interesting, the one name that's not mentioned in all this is his other enemy, Adam Schiff, the California senator. We thought, you know, he was next, right? But so far, nothing. And we think that's because they're having all these legal problems. But no, I don't think this is over. If Trump wants it done, you're going to keep hearing it. It's as simple as that.
Hey, David, sorry we're tight on time. We've been up against the clock all day. We appreciate you. Hope you have a safe weekend in that 1 inch of snow. And we'll talk to you next week.
There. Pleasure. Talk to
all
you
right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.